Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
And as a believer, the only glory God gets out of our life in those moments is that we are prepared and trust Him in the face of that trial when other people are looking for a Christian witness and can see in our life that we're not freaked out and fearful as everybody else is.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's get back into this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is the final message from the You Need to Know series. This is part two from that series, I Will Protect You. Let's go back into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Because if I don't have just everything just right, oh my God. You want to see panic? Look at people trying frantically to charge their phone. Or when the Verizon tower went down, there it went. Sometimes we feel like that if we have to go through something, that we've done something wrong or we've sinned, and we do not take the whole counsel of God to understand that the righteous shall suffer persecution. You and I are going to, listen, that storm didn't roll up out here and go, oh, let's just go hit all the sinners' houses. Okay, we got roof damage all around this building. You can't see it, but it's leaking in different places. You have too. It's not isolating anybody. And I'm telling you, for those who belong to the Lord, you can expect for things to get tougher the days ahead. I knew I wouldn't get very many amen, so I'll move on so the pain will lessen. What it does, however, is it keeps me committed to the Lord every day of my life. Can I get some help right there? That's the reason why God did not want them taking the bread, the children of Israel taking 2 days' bread into the tent when they were in the wilderness, because he wanted them to understand the principle that would come in the New Testament. Give us this day our daily bread. He wants us dependent upon him every day, in the storm, out of the storm, before the storm, and after the storm. But we are repetitive people that forget very quickly as soon as we feel like we got it going on. I just want to let you know something about God. This is what you need to know. God never loses. Amen. Say that with me. God never loses. I just want to let you know that God is never overwhelmed. God's not biting his holy fingernails on the throne saying, oh no, COVID, hurricanes, what am I going to do? The God of heaven is sitting in rest on his throne today, waiting on his people to say, God, I need you. One of the things that's the most difficult for us to get a hold of is the silence of God. Have you prayed in the recent days and found heaven to be somewhat silent? Some of you are waiting on a feeling to happen. But God's trying to build your faith to know that I am the God who heals you. I'm the God who delivers you. And I am the God who will protect you. And when God said it, he shall bring it to pass. It's not an empty promise like we do. You need to understand that I believe in the days that are ahead, and I believe the Bible bears this out, that Satan is going to continue to throw everything he can against the believer in these last days. And you should prepare, if you're not already, fortify yourself, strengthen yourself, because Christian people are going to suffer persecution. You're going to go through stuff. While I stood up there in that hospital the other day beside my friend Steve McCall and Mona at that bedside, there were two other calls that came immediately, and our wonderful chaplain who comes to the church here, Christy, she said, I need to go. There's some others that need help. Happening one right after another, and nobody had a sign up there that said Christian, non-Christian. It was blanketing everybody. And somehow we have been taught over the years and decades now that Christian people are not supposed to go through anything. That if we're really serving God, it's a yellow brick road all the way to heaven, no trouble. But that's a lie. Therefore, you must prepare yourself when you are in a bright, beautiful, sunshiny day for the day when the clouds and the rain and the lightning will come. It's going to come. And as a believer, the only glory God gets out of our life in those moments is that we are prepared and trust Him in the face of that trial. When other people are looking for a Christian witness and can see in our life that we're not just as, if I could say it, freaked out and fearful as everybody else is. I have never in my life, this is the sifting that we're in right now. I've never in my life seen so many people who spoke in tongues and are praising God when everything's going great. And now when it's happening like it is, they don't even want to come to church. They're only thinking, oh, hold it. Look this way now. Don't go to sleep and get on your phone. Because we somehow feel like that we're exempt from that. And then comes in the first chapter of Job. Everybody likes to say, well, that's Job. That's not me, but. But I'm going to tell you, it only takes one phone call. It only takes one email. It only takes one moment for everything that was going in your way and direction. And hey, this is the way it is. As long as things are going my way. But the moment something happens and something gets kinked up and turned, suddenly we start backing, or somehow, God, have you forgotten me? The silence of God is something that the child of God has got to trust in that moment. I don't know if you've ever been there where you've tried to pray and you say, God, I'm not hearing anything, I'm not feeling anything, I'm not all of that. And that's not unprecedented, because the woman who had the issue came up behind Jesus, or the woman who was looking for healing for her child came up behind Jesus, and Jesus just kept right on talking and healing people. And she's there and she's tugging on him, Master, Master, trying to get it. And he said, it's not meet that I should give the children's bread to the dog. Called her a dog. Now, I know in our society today, dog means cool. But when Jesus said it, it was a slam. You mean Jesus slammed the woman? He was putting her on notice. I want you to keep coming after me, no matter what people may call you. No matter what's going on around your life. And Jesus turned back around. See, if you don't know what dog really means, you'll start calling, hey, dog. But in the Bible, it actually means good stuff. The Bible says that Jesus turned around and started kept on doing what she said. And she said, I worship you, Master. Now that got his attention. He didn't say a word to her. The silence. She could have got up and said, well, forget you. But she didn't. She stayed at his feet and worshiped until it got his attention. I wish I had somebody. I know. You come to church and you get your thing on, your praise on for a couple of hours, or here at Pace for 16. But I'm going to tell you, when you're sitting in the darkness and in the silence of God and the storm clouds have knocked your power out and everything else, you long for the day. When the government tells you you can't get that close together and the CDC starts throwing all kinds of numbers and you've got to socially distance and you can't get around each other, it's then that we go, wow, I'm missing something in my life. I'm just going to tell you, you should prize the house of God and the worship of God, because, ladies and gentlemen, in this time when God is not saying a whole lot to everybody, he is still speaking to his children. Here's some things I want you to understand. You cannot wait to build hedges around your life, spiritually speaking. You can't wait until the storm gets up in Mobile Bay before you go buy a generator. Where are my people here? You can't wait until the wind is blowing pine straw all over the place, sticking it into walls to go find some bread on the shelf. 50,000 people have already taken it off the shelf. They're at home making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Job did not wait to start his relationship with God when he got in trouble. Job built a hedge around his own life, and God said it's a good thing and dropped his hedge of protection around his life. And that happened long before the tragedies of chapter 1. Now, if anybody was going to say, I think I'm having a 2020, that's going to be the new phrase. I just made that up. How you doing? I think I'm having a 2020. Now, if you put MD in front of that, you ain't doing right. So some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. That's good. Job didn't say, I think I'll wait till I get in trouble to have a crisis relationship with God. See, most Christians are getting to a crisis relationship. They wait until they get in trouble. They wait until their son goes to jail. They wait until their daughter is pregnant. They wait until the problems come. And then, oh God, and we wonder then because God doesn't answer me in 15 minutes like the McDonald's window. We wonder then, where is God? And then we want to walk away from God. But that's not how it works. Hear this preacher this morning. It requires you to dwell in the secret place before the storm comes. Hedges are a spiritual connotation in the Word of God as a boundary around. And God dropped it so much around Job's life that, listen, it got the devil's attention. There is a hedge around your life, whether you know it or not, sitting right here in this room. We've got guys around this auditorium that are security, and they're walking around, and you know, they don't have security shirts on and all that, but they're watching out after what's going on. Sheriff's Department told us we've got the best camera system, better than Walmart. So you're seen. So don't do nothing dumb. They don't pick your nose either. Come on, we got that. God is like the guys that are in stealth this morning. He's dropped a hedge around it. Now, while you may not always recognize that hedge, the devil does. Because every time he tries to attack your life with something, and what's the purpose? Why don't you just leave me alone? Have you ever wanted to say to the devil, why don't you just leave me alone? I just want to let you know. 2020 is an obvious effect that the devil is not going to leave us alone. So you better suit up in the whole armor of God and get ready to fight the fight of faith. Because the battle's already been won. But your fight to stay in the position underneath the shadow of the Most High is what the devil's trying to push you off of that mark. Push you off of that mark. Oh, you got COVID. You're not. God's not healing. The devil is a liar. He's still healing people today. There were thousands of people that walked right into the Pacific Ocean just this past week for a revival that's happening out in California in the middle of fires where they surrendered their life to Jesus Christ and were all baptized at the same time. I came to tell you, Jesus is still healing. He's still saving. He's still delivering in spite of everything else that's going on.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.